Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. To help prepare all of you listeners for the NCAA Round of 16 and home stretch of the 2021 college tennis season, what we're attempting to do here at Cracked Rackets is speak with each of the remaining 32 head coaches of the NCAA Division I event. That means 16 men's coaches, 16 women's coaches all over the next few days on this Cracked Interviews podcast. Now, without further ado, let's get to another one of our conversations with the many outstanding head coaches still alive in the 2021 NCAA tennis tournament. Hey, Cracked fans. As winter slowly turns into spring and all of us look forward to getting back on the outdoor tennis courts, we here at Cracked Rackets want to ensure that you listeners have everything you need to make sure your return to outdoor tennis is a successful one. That's where our friends at Gamma Sports come in. Now, if you need new strings, new grips, new court equipment, ball hoppers, machine tools, and accessories, whatever it may be, our friends at Gamma have it all for you. They've also, of course, got dampeners, overgrips, replacement grips, they've got it all. And if you go to their website, gammasports.com/tennis right now, you use our promo code CRACK20, you'll get 20% off your order. Now, I know Gamma has a new string pattern in the queue called the React Pro, which all of you Gamma String users will enjoy. And even if you're not using Gamma Strings, maybe now's the time to start, but they've also got polyesters, everything you could be looking for from a tennis equipment standpoint, all in one location. Just go to gammasports.com/tennis right now. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Again, gammasports.com/tennis. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Joining us on the show now, head coach of the Florida State women's tennis team, Coach Jennifer Hyde. Coach, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
Great, Alex. How's it going? Fantastic here.
Oh, it's a great day for me. I've gotten to talk to so many coaches. I feel like there is not a person more prepared in the universe for this event than me. Although maybe you have me beat, Coach. Maybe you and the Seminoles. I imagine things are hard at work in Tallahassee.
Yeah, absolutely. We've kind of coming down off last weekend and been shifting gears, preparing to just get all the logistics done and heading out of town tomorrow. Excited to get south.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys stay in Orlando, right? I feel like that's 3 hours, 4 hours. Florida's
yeah,
so
it's a solid 4 hours. Yeah, we'll definitely unpack there and stay for a bit.
Mm-hmm. In a different year, you'll have the team run, but not this year.
No, we won't be pushing cars or anything else this time. We're gonna get down there and keep it really simple.
Oh, I like it. I'm glad to hear it. But now, again, you look for your team, and I do want to talk about the NCAA recap. But just to look even beyond that, you're 36-8 over the past two seasons, and I know this is the first time, you know, first NCAA tournament in those 2 years. How great is it knowing the team you have, you know, to be able to go compete, show your stuff in this NCAA event?
Yeah, funny you said, I didn't even know we were 36-8 the last 2 years. That's pretty, I didn't even know that statistic. Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, we were just talking, you know, playing in deep into May it's a gift, and especially in a year like this, it's been so, you know, so many uncertainties, and being able to push through and get to the very end it says a lot about the program and the state of the program. And, you know, we're really excited about it. You know, it was tough last weekend. It's going to be tough moving forward. And that's exactly what you want and what you expect this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And for your team last weekend, 4-0, 4-1 victories against Auburn. You take the doubles point, I believe, get wins at that 3-4-5 position. You know, how important, looking at some of the numbers for your team this season, you know, 18-2 at number three doubles, that's a gaudy number. But I'm sure you think about it, you'd say good, not great doubles performance. How important is that doubles point moving into the rest of the tournament?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think that the separation in between all these matches is going to be so minor, and that doubles point is a huge boost. It's hard to take four singles matches from anybody. It's obviously been done many, many times, but it's just a heck of a lot easier to only have to get, you know, three more. But I think for everyone in the tournament, you know, moving forward, it's that doubles point. It's going to continue to play a critical role.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you look at the rankings, you've got a bunch of ranked teams, and then you look in the context of who have your teams been playing, and whether it's Davitella and Mora, whether it's Jones and Flores, whether it's Smith and Rogers, there are some damn good doubles teams in the ACC conference. And so, again, in terms of the preparation, despite the numbers 9 and 10 at 1, 12 and 8 at 2, you feeling pretty good about your doubles point?
You do. At this point, just statistically speaking and with the data, it's, you know, it kind of backs itself up, but that doesn't matter a whole lot when you get in between the lines. You know, I think we always talk about it's on the day, and you know, you had six games to get it done, and it can get away from you pretty quickly if you let it. So, you know, you feel confident based on the records, but at the same time, every day is a new day that you have to go out and prove it, you know, and it's certainly something we focus a lot on, and as does everybody. And we hope we can just continue that trend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And correct me if I'm wrong, 17th year at Florida State?
Finishing 17, hard to believe. Yeah.
Awesome. We're not ready to finish 17 quite yet, though. Still have a week. But, you know, 17 years, obviously you guys have been a part of the ACC conference. This year, and I've listed these teams, I've interviewed a lot of ACC coaches today because obviously North Carolina, but yourselves, North Carolina State, Duke, Virginia, Georgia Tech, you're all still alive in this event. And, you know, to go 11-2 in the conference, 23 matches, you probably play more than that in a normal season, but how stacked was the ACC conference? How does that help you prepare for the rest of this week?
Yeah, the ACC is ridiculous. Obviously, we've got six, the most of any conference, you know, left in the tournament. And every time we go out there during March and April in the ACC, it's just an absolute battle. And I know, you know, the ebb and flows. Every couple of years, it might be the SEC, and then it's maybe 4 or 5 years later, it's the PAC or whatever. And it definitely has been kind of like the ACC has the reins on it right now. And perhaps it's because it's a COVID year, returner and super seniors. Perhaps it's just because we were really good. You know, I think as a league, I have so much respect for all the programs in this league. And, you know, even the ones that didn't make the tournament are so good and are huge challenges every time all of us play each other, and we beat up on each other all the time. And that's pretty common. But it certainly prepares you for the big moments now. You know, I think at the end of the year, you're kind of, you know, battle tested and prepared because you've seen so many great teams for the last 2-3 months. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have a good out of conference schedule as well. So we just keep kind of crushing it with that. But I mean, within the league, you know, this year, not having to worry about 50-50 rule, you know, it's nice because every year you're planning to know, like every time you're playing someone, whether they're 2 in the country or 60 in the country, it's 50-50 when you go out there, and you got to have a backup plan to make sure you make that rule. So it's fun though. I mean, it's the battles are fantastic, and the programs just continue to get better, and the coaches are doing a great job. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Not to name drop, but because what sort of name is this? I was talking to Simon earlier today because his team is still alive, and he was pointing out, because I think his team, and I say this lovingly, beat both you and Florida this year when they made the swing down into Florida. And he was like, we might be one of three teams to do that in the past 20 years. Just that trip alone, when you go play Florida State, Miami in a weekend, or, you know, a Duke, North Carolina, an NC State, Wake Forest trip. Those are not easy trips. And so, again, you've played 23 matches this year. Do you feel like your team's seen enough? I know you've got a lot of veterans on your roster as well. You feel like you've got the normal amount heading into this round of a tournament?
Well, first of all, Alex, we beat them here this year. They didn't beat us here. Okay. Yeah. So let's get that one straight.
There we go. That's my bad. It's interview 25. Leave it in, but I'm sorry.
They did get the doubles point, but then we ended up getting five singles matches against them. So, I think definitely having those experiences of those matches, it prepares all of us for the now. And I think it's pretty fortunate because it nothing is new right now. You know, it's just a new day, but the competition level, it just continues to be fantastic. And I think we're all better for it.
Mm-hmm. No, the idea of traveling down to Florida to play in Tallahassee, then play in Miami, that is a daunting trip.
It's awful.
Yeah, that is no fun for anyone.
No, it's awful. It's awful. And it's kind of like, for us, and maybe going up to Boston College, Syracuse, you know, it's the other end of the earth, and there's no easy way to get there, and there's two stops everywhere you go, and that is a brutal trip. I know people don't look forward to that every year. It's awful. Mm-hmm.
I'd make you play it in February. Yeah. Face the snow. Just make the conditions as tough as possible. Yeah. Your one indoor match. But no, I mean, again, you look at your team across the board, and, you know, all these teams with the super seniors, strength at the top is a given, and I've mentioned some of the duos. You know, I haven't said Navarro and Shubasha over at Virginia is another one, and just up and down the board, 1-3 is going to be really, really hard to win. You look at your team, 19-1 at 5 singles, 17-3 at 6 singles. To get those contributions, obviously, Andrea 16-2 at number 6, Victoria 9-0 at 5. Yeah. What has that meant for the team?
It's they're bulldogs down there, and it's a lot of confidence that's in our team because of those, you know, those bottom couple spots. I mean, Petra also has done a fantastic job at the 4-5 spot, really came along. We got her down a little bit lower in the lineup, but she got some confidence, and now it's hard to move her back up again at this point. But yeah, it builds a lot of confidence. We know that every spot we got a really good shot of getting a win. And at the same time, you know, you don't want that to become a whoopee, you know, you don't want everyone to go, oh, well, they got it. You know, we want to make sure that everyone does a good job of taking care of their own work. But no, it definitely is. I think the depth of the lineup this year, and, you know, we have another player or two that we could put in as well that puts us in a weird situation, especially in this COVID year that we're trying to figure out. But so far, I think they've done a tremendous job. They're kind of the anchors down there at the end that just continue to lift.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. And I know the answer to this question is I would have rather won, no question about it. But for you guys heading into the postseason, to lose 4-3 UCF, lose 4-1 to Miami, does that help you as a coach, like, you know, help fuel the fire a little bit heading into the postseason?
Well, I mean, when we played UCF, we were without our number one and our number five. So that you know, and we nearly beat them without those two players in. I think it was number one singles came down to, 6-2 or 6-3 in the third set. So that was really, really close. And then the first round of ACCs was tough against Miami. That was, you know, I think they were a little, I don't know if you say mad or whatever from, you know, we had a really close match with them here in the regular season. So I think they were highly, highly motivated going in against us against ACCs. And we just didn't show up. You know, we've had two matches this year. We just didn't quite show up. And that was one of the two, but credit to them, they took it out of us. And so that didn't necessarily, I don't think, serve as a setback. What it did was it was an opportunity to learn of, okay, what happened in this Miami match and how do we make sure this doesn't repeat itself again? And I think for that reason, it was, you know, it stinks losing first round in the ACCs. You want to go give yourself a chance to go win a championship. You've kind of been playing for that all year. Sometimes the cards don't fall that way, you know, and credit to them because they were bulldogs and they came out as hard. But I also think we learned so much from that and got angry ourselves about, boy, how did we let that happen? You know, and we had to become better as a team. And then obviously a national last weekend and getting a really good push from Auburn there, even though the score was 4-1, it was a tight match. We had huge leads and a doubles point, and then it just switched momentums. And then we had to really fight, and that made us better. And I think the loss to Miami maybe have served us well.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Is that one of the things that's like, all right, we'll both drive 7 hours to like Sarasota and we'll play it on a neutral site?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that. That would be a lot of fun. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, we'll spice it up moving forward. But no, again, seeing that sort of competition, all the 4-3 matches, 4-3 against Miami, 4-3 against Virginia, on and on and on, even 4-3 back against Boston College at the start of March. You guys have played a ton of close matches this year. I am curious because there hasn't been an NCAA event in 2 years, and you just – As hard as you try, you can't replicate the jitters of playing an NCAA round of 16 match. I'm curious if that's something you guys have talked about, if that's something you even felt opening weekend as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone leading into last weekend, I think everyone across the country, I think everyone was feeling those jitters, whether it was, you know, how big the jitters or how confident you were feeling. But I also think, you know, it's an expectation you're going to be nervous, and being a little nervous keeps you sharp. I don't think it's a bad thing. We're not necessarily going to sit around and pound about it. I mean, these guys are mature. They know they've been on the stage before, so many of them, all but one. And so we're going to take it like it's another match. I mean, if we make it a big deal, then it's going to become a big deal. And I think it's important that, you know, just stay grounded and stay focused on just sharpening things up before we get out of here. A couple good days down there settling in, and then it's time to perform. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to be a better performer on the day than whoever's across the net. You got to get the best version of yourself on that day. And you know, hopefully we'll be, you know, a little nervous. I don't mind that. But I think we've proven over time, I think we can work through those jitters pretty quickly. Maybe with a little bit of a younger team, it might take, you know, a set. You know, I think we, you know, a couple games maybe, or even through warm up. But we'll try to keep the pressures off right now. It's just a matter of playing and doing your best and just taking an opportunity to check the next box.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with that. And of course, you know, for your team, you're now going to match up with an SEC opponent in Texas A&M. I'm curious, are you someone who watches film? Have you studied up on the Aggies? What's it going to take for you guys to knock them off?
Yeah, we're huge film nerds over here.
Love it.
Tons. I have no life as far as stuff right now, which is totally fine because it's all for good. But yeah, we've been watching film nonstop all week and have gotten some good scouting and kind of have a good idea what to expect. We saw them last year in the kickoff weekends. We played them second round of advance to indoor. So I didn't even realize it. The girls, I think, were interviewed by someone else and they said something about a rematch. And I was like, that seems like 6 years ago. You know, I'm like, I don't even remember the match, but of course we do. But we've been spending a lot of time just looking and trying to get a feel for what to expect. And I feel pretty prepared so far.
Mm-hmm. And for your team, it's obviously not just that first match. You guys are looking to make quarterfinals, semifinals, maybe even bring home that national championship. What's it going to take for the Seminoles to do that, to emerge out of Orlando as the champions?
Yeah, I mean, every day's got to be the best day that we can make it. And I think, you know, you can't get too far ahead of yourselves. I think every single team playing in the championship wants to win the big thing. And I think we don't talk a lot about it, you know, because we can't get ahead of ourselves. You got to stay very focused on Texas A&M first round match and performing on that day. And what's it going to take? It's a good question. We'll find out. I hope we get a chance to figure that one out, but I know that the big focus just has to be the next performance. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you won the request of being like, let's play at 1 p.m. This is our home turf. 1 p.m. is a great time for the Seminoles.
The Noles don't mind the 1 p.m. start at all. And it's actually, the weather's looking pretty solid. It's not going to be too hot. Don't mind it one bit. It's going to be like in the 80s instead of the 90s, which is usually awful down there. But mm-hmm. we expect to have a good crowd down there. I mean, it's kind of our backyard. We played a lot down there in the last three, four years. And we're not going to argue with that time slot.
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to use your 50 well?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, we got a lot of people coming out. I think that, the booster clubs down there are pretty solid. And there's a lot of alum and family that are there that love to support our program. So we're hoping we get them all out there. But so far, the response has been solid. I think this a lot of people have been behind this team this semester and last year as well. And I hope they'll show up and help us out like they have in our home matches as well.
Mm-hmm. And certainly an environment I am looking forward to being in. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Be safe and healthy as you guys prepare. And again, looking forward to seeing you all in Orlando.
Awesome. Can't wait, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Take care, Coach.
You too.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.